Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad Autónoma de Canarias. Pruebas de certificación de nivel intermedio B1.
Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad Autónoma de Canarias. Pruebas de certificación de nivel intermedio B1 de inglés. Convocatoria ordinaria de 2021 para población escolar. Prueba de comprensión de textos orales. Esta parte consta de tres tareas. Escuchará cada grabación dos veces. Escuche y lea las instrucciones al principio de cada tarea y realícelas según se indica. Las respuestas escritas a lápiz o en tinta roja no se calificarán. No está permitido el uso del diccionario. El uso del teléfono móvil queda prohibido durante toda la prueba y tendrá que permanecer apagado y guardado. No escriba en los recuadros sombreados. Son espacios reservados para la calificación de las tareas.
Task 1. Listen to part of a motivational speech about Lionel Messi and decide if the sentences are true, T, or false, F, according to what you hear. Sentence 0 has been given as an example. You have 1 minute to read the sentences. Write your answer in the grid provided.
Lionel Messi was born in Argentina and comes from a poor family. His father was a factory steel worker and his mother was a part-time cleaner. But nevertheless, he grew up surrounded with love and support. Messi developed a great passion for football very early in his life. So at the age of 5, he started playing football for a local club coached by his father. And when he was 8, he joined Newell's Old Boys Club. Messi grew up very close with his grandmother, so when she passed away, he was in a lot of pain. He was so sad that he didn't want to play football for weeks. But after his father started pushing him to continue to play, he returned on the field. He dreamed of becoming a professional football player, but that dream started to fall apart when he was diagnosed with growth hormone deficiency. This meant that he was physically unable to grow unless he received special expensive therapy that cost $900 per month. And unfortunately, his parents couldn't afford it, and the club that he was playing for refused to pay for the therapy. But even though Messi was the shortest player in his team, his love for football was limitless, so Messi wasn't discouraged. This obstacle didn't stop him. Messi's talent was so undeniable that football clubs started noticing him. River Plate showed big interest in Messi, but lacked the money to sponsor his medical treatment, so at the end they rejected him because of his medical condition. But soon Messi was noticed by the coach of football club Barcelona. He sent an offer to Messi's family. He proposed a trial period, so he could see for himself if Messi is worth the hype. If he passed the trial, the club would cover his medical bills, but on one condition: Messi needs to leave his hometown and move to Spain.
Listen again.
Lionel Messi was born in Argentina and comes from a poor family. His father was a factory steel worker and his mother was a part-time cleaner. But nevertheless, he grew up surrounded with love and support. Messi developed a great passion for football very early in his life. So at the age of 5, he started playing football for a local club coached by his father. And when he was 8, he joined Newell Old Boys Club. Messi grew up very close with his grandmother, so when she passed away, he was in a lot of pain. He was so sad that he didn't want to play football for weeks. But after his father started pushing him to continue to play, he returned on the field. He dreamed of becoming a professional football player, but that dream started to fall apart when he was diagnosed with growth hormone deficiency. This meant that he was physically unable to grow unless he received special expensive therapy that cost $900 per month. And unfortunately, his parents couldn't afford it, and the club that he was playing for refused to pay for the therapy. But even though Messi was the shortest player in his team, his love for football was limitless, so Messi wasn't discouraged. This obstacle didn't stop him. Messi's talent was so undeniable that football clubs started noticing him. River Plate showed big interest in Messi, but lacked the money to sponsor his medical treatment, so at the end they rejected him because of his medical condition. But soon Messi was noticed by the coach of football club Barcelona. He sent an offer to Messi's family. He proposed a trial period, so he could see for himself if Messi is worth the hype. If he passed the trial, the club would cover his medical bills, but on one condition: Messi needs to leave his hometown and move to Spain.
This is the end of task 1. Now turn to task 2. Task 2. Listen to part of a speech by Emma Watson, the famous actress playing the leading female role in the Harry Potter films, on feminism. Read the following items and choose the correct option A, B, or C. Item 0 has been given as an example. You have 1 minute to read the questions. Write your answers in the grid provided.
I was appointed as Goodwill Ambassador for UN Women 6 months ago. And the more I've spoken about feminism, the more I have realized that fighting for women's rights has too often become synonymous with man-hating. If there is one thing I know for certain, it is that this has to stop. For the record, feminism, by definition, is the belief that men and women should have equal rights and opportunities. It is the theory of the political, economic, and social equality of the sexes. I started questioning gender-based assumptions a long time ago. When I was 8, I was confused being called bossy because I wanted to direct the plays that we would put on for our parents. But the boys were not. When at 14, I started to be sexualized by certain elements of the media. When at 15, my girlfriends started dropping out of their beloved sports teams because they didn't want to appear muscly. When at 18, my male friends were unable to express their feelings. I decided that I was a feminist, and this seemed uncomplicated to me. But my recent research has shown me that feminism has become an unpopular word. Women are choosing not to identify as feminist. Apparently, I am among the ranks of women whose expressions are seen as too strong, too aggressive, isolating, and anti-men, unattractive even. Why has the word become such an uncomfortable one? I am from Britain, and I think it is right that I am paid the same as my male counterparts. I think it is right that I should be able to make decisions about my own body. I think it is right that women be involved on my behalf in the policies and the decisions that will affect my life. I think it is right that socially, I am afforded the same respect as men.
Listen again.
I was appointed as Goodwill Ambassador for UN Women 6 months ago. And the more I've spoken about feminism, the more I have realized that fighting for women's rights has too often become synonymous with man-hating. If there is one thing I know for certain, it is that this has to stop. For the record, feminism, by definition, is the belief that men and women should have equal rights and opportunities. It is the theory of the political, economic, and social equality of the sexes. I started questioning gender-based assumptions a long time ago. When I was 8, I was confused being called bossy, because I wanted to direct the plays that we would put on for our parents. But the boys were not. When at 14, I started to be sexualized by certain elements of the media. When at 15, my girlfriends started dropping out of their beloved sports teams because they didn't want to appear muscly. When at 18, my male friends were unable to express their feelings. I decided that I was a feminist, and this seemed uncomplicated to me. But my recent research has shown me that feminism has become an unpopular word. Women are choosing not to identify as feminist. Apparently, I am among the ranks of women whose expressions are seen as too strong, too aggressive, isolating, and anti-men, unattractive even. Why has the word become such an uncomfortable one? I am from Britain, and I think it is right that I am paid the same as my male counterparts. I think it is right that I should be able to make decisions about my own body. I think it is right that women be involved on my behalf in the policies and the decisions that will affect my life. I think it is right that socially I am afforded the same respect as men.
This is the end of task 2. Now turn to task 3. Task 3. Listen to an interview with Ben Kingsley. Read the following questions and answer them with 1 to 5 words. Question 0 has been given as an example. You have 1 minute to read the sentences. Write your answer in the grid provided.
We play a game of If You Only Knew, Sir Ben. I just throw some questions at you.
Ouch.
Prepared by the staff. Most exotic place you've traveled to?
Morocco.
Where?
In Marrakesh and Ouarzazate. I've made 9 films in Morocco. I'm very fond of it.
If you weren't an actor, what would it be?
Military.
Favorite role to date?
Sexy Beast.
Oh, Sexy Beast. You were so cruel in that.
Yeah, but I had a secret to that performance.
Which was?
He was an abused child. That's why he was what he was like. That's why he was what he was. An unhealed, abused child.
And tough to play?
Well, it was a scream that I wanted to be heard. And it coincided. Sometimes your work, your craft, and your inner voice coincide. And you find yourself privileged to scream something at the top of your voice that otherwise you couldn't.
The actor or actress you'd most like to work with?
There's a long list. So if I name one or two, I'm guilty of grave omission here.
The last time you were starstruck?
Tony Hopkins. Yeah. Sitting opposite me at a table in a film about to come out called Collide. And I had my first scene with Sir Tony Hopkins, and it's like sitting close to a volcano.
He's tremendous.
It's wonderful. I love him.
What was it like to be Sird? they do touch you with the sword, right?
Yeah. I'll tell you what it's like. You know as well as I do that the British find it very difficult to enthuse. The British find it very difficult to celebrate success openly and vocally. Very, very different from New York and LA and America, where you can be greeted walking a block or two by many people. In England, if you walk into a restaurant, they will mutter behind their menus,
"There's Ben Kingsley."
"Who?" Vinkisi. I'll have the fish. But, you know, but what balances it, and we need this balance, is that seeming indifference where suddenly, you know, the sovereign says, no, 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 we're not indifferent. We've seen what you're up to.
We'll knight you.
And thank you. It's beautiful.
The most embarrassing moment?
Yet to come.
Pet peeve?
Pet peeve?
What bothers you?
Tea that's not hot enough.
Okay. Something that always...
I mean, that life's that beautiful, you know, that's my only peeve.
Something that makes you laugh.
Laurel and Hardy. I cry with laughter at Laurel and Hardy because the comedy's innocent and we've lost our innocence in comedy. It's getting very aggressive and abrasive. They were like two wonderful innocent clowns. I love them.
Greatest film ever made in your opinion?
Certainly one of the greatest, and I think as time goes by we appreciate it more and more, is The Wizard of Oz. It's
really?
remarkable film.
Best book you ever read?
I think the best book I ever read I go back to it, which is why I think I love it so much, and I still don't fully understand it. The language is so dense, the intelligence is so compressed, and it's translated from the French. It's by Albert Camus, and it's his collection of essays and thoughts. It's called The Myth of Sisyphus.
Listen again.
We play a game of If You Only Knew, Sir Ben. I just throw some questions at you.
Ouch.
Prepared by the staff. Most exotic place you've traveled to?
Morocco.
Where?
In Marrakesh and Ouarzazate. I've made 9 films in Morocco. I'm very fond of it.
If you weren't an actor, what would it be?
Military.
Favorite role to date?
Sexy Beast.
Oh, Sexy Beast. You were so cruel in that.
Yeah, but I had a secret to that performance.
Which was?
He was an abused child. That's why he was what he was like. That's why he was what he was. An unhealed, abused child.
And tough to play?
Well, it was a scream that I wanted to be heard. And it coincided. Sometimes your work, your craft, and your inner voice coincide. And you find yourself privileged to scream something at the top of your voice that otherwise you couldn't.
The actor or actress you'd most like to work with?
There's a long list. So if I name one or two, I'm guilty of grave omission here.
The last time you were starstruck?
Tony Hopkins. Yeah. Sitting opposite me at a table in a film about to come out called Collide. And I had my first scene with Sir Tony Hopkins, and it's like sitting close to a volcano.
He's tremendous.
It's wonderful. I love him.
What was it like to be sirred? they do touch you with the sword, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you what it's like. You know as well as I do that the British find it very difficult to enthuse. The British find it very difficult to celebrate success openly and vocally. Very different from New York and LA and America, where you can be greeted walking a block or two by many people. In England, if you walk into a restaurant, they will mutter behind their menus,
"There's Ben Kingsley."
"Who?"
"Ben Kingsley."
"I'll have the fish." But, you know, but what balances it, and we need this balance, is that seeming indifference where suddenly, you know, the sovereign says, no, 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 we're not indifferent. We've seen what you're up to.
We'll knight you.
And thank you. It's beautiful.
The most embarrassing moment?
Yet to come.
Pet peeve?
Pet peeve?
What bothers you?
Tea that's not hot enough.
Okay. Something that always...
I mean, that life's that beautiful, you know, that's my only peeve.
Something that makes you laugh.
Laurel and Hardy. I cry with laughter at Laurel and Hardy because the comedy's innocent and we've lost our innocence in comedy. It's getting very aggressive and abrasive. They were like two wonderful innocent clowns. I love them.
Greatest film ever made, in your opinion?
Certainly one of the greatest, and I think as time goes by, we appreciate it more and more, is The Wizard of Oz. It's
really?
Remarkable film.
Best book you ever read?
I think the best book I ever read I go back to it, which is why I think I love it so much, and I still don't fully understand it. The language is so dense, the intelligence is so compressed, and it's translated from the French. It's by Albert Camus, and it's his collection of essays and thoughts. It's called The Myth of Sisyphus.
This is the end of Task 3 and the end of the listening test.